Mahti Litwin, Hashes, Tasvir Metzera, Tavshin Ein Hei.
These weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, there's a double avoida. We have the days that the Ramban says are like chalomoyed every day, which builds up to Kabbalah Satira. And we have the weekly parashas, which have their own messages, their own hashpos. Before we touch a bit of Tazriya Metzera, I want to focus a little bit on Sfira Soime. Sfira Soime starts Leil Pesach. And all the Mefarshim wonder and look to give different explanations why we're looking, why we're suddenly starting in the middle of Pesach. Why can't we wait for Avodah Sfira, for after Pesach? No, we have to start just in the middle of Pesach. That's when we start counting Sfira Soime. Second night of Pesach, we start already the Sfira Soime. Chodesh Nisan, Sefer Yetzirah says, Chodesh Nisan is the mazel of a tleh. The mazel of a lamb. We find in Chodesh Nisan a bunch of mitzvahs which are pointing in one direction of doing things when be'etzem it makes no sense. Doing things before there's the tachlis. Birchas Eilonos is one of the mitzvahs of Nisan. We're making a brocha on a flower. We're not waiting for the fruit to come. We're making a brocha on the flower before the fruit comes. Reb Chaim Kamil, the famous Rosh Hashiva in Ofakim, he says, at that time, Leil Seder, they went out of Mitzrayim, and a week later already, the Gemara in Seder says, Reb Nechem Yoimer, Sheklal Yisrael, Om Reshira Sayom, Sheshol Salem Ruach HaKodesh. He asks, within a week they went through such a transformation from Memtes Shari Tumah until they got to Ruach HaKodesh within a week. How is that possible? We find there's two places in the Torah where the parsha of Kabbalah Satira, we find it in the Yisroi and we find it in Voschana. And the Pasuk in Voschana says, Ponim beponim dibir Hashem kahar mitoichesh. Ponim beponim. That's how the Rabbein Shleilin spoke to Klal Yisrael, ponim beponim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim, Ois Zayin, he says a very interesting zach. He says the kesher of Klal Yisrael and the Rabbein Shleilin is like a shadow, like a tzeil. He says if you have an object, and depending on the size of the object and the positioning of the object, that will depend on the shadow that you have from the object. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin. Medrash says, Eke Asher Eke. The kesher between us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is eke asher eke. Explains Reb Chaim Volozhin. The same way that we are with him, he will be with us. We make a step in the direction of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he makes a step towards us, v'shteitzach, much, much more. That is Chodesh Nisan, says the Ramban. It's a mazel of tleh. The Sefer Yetzirah says it's a mazel of tleh, so what do? And explains the Ramban more, he says, what is tleh? Tleh resembles a symbol of tzmicha, growth. Why is tleh tzmicha? Why is tleh tzmicha? Why is a lamb tzmicha? It's not growing, it's not agriculture. Terah says it's a level above. Normally in earth, is a place of growth. Earth is a mokem of a tzmeach. A lamb, the tzmicha is on the lamb itself. The wool that grows on the lamb, that is a higher level of tzmicha. It's not growing in the regular place of growth. It's growing and already on a higher level. On the actual lamb itself, we have growth. Says the Ramban. In this Chodesh of Nisan, which we're just transcending this week, into Chodesh Iyar, coming towards Kabbalah Satira. The whole Avodah of Nisan were things that Be'etzem were Lemala Min HaTeva. We had to take a seh, shecht it, put the blood before we were even out of Mitzrayim. We couldn't wait. We had to do it in Mitzrayim. We had to count Sfir Yisrayim in Mitzrayim. We had to start Sfir Yisrayim already within the Avodah of Mitzrayim. Why? Says the Ramban, because we're not meshubet to teva, and the Rishonim say that this avodah of Klal Yisrael gilemala min ateva is in this week's parasha too. Says the Sforna and his Mashman Ramban that the whole idea of Negoim is only by Klal Yisrael. Only Klal Yisrael have this lemala min ateva idea of Tzaras. It's a special connection between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam lemala min ateva. But there's a t'nai. There has to be the ponim upon him. You have to make that first step. If we make that first step to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, eke ashe eke. There was a bocha in Eretz Yisrael. And like every taxi journey is very intriguing, he gets involved in a very nice conversation with the taxi driver, and he got so involved that when he left the taxi, he forgot that he had been in a taxi. He thought that he just got a tramp from somebody else, and he forgot to pay. And as he walked out the taxi, the driver realized that he'd forgotten to pay. So the driver didn't say anything. And the driver moved on, carried on driving. He said, it was a pleasant ride, I'm not going to say anything. And a second later, this bocher realized, 1 second, I haven't paid yet. And he starts running after the taxi. And as he gets to the first traffic lights, the taxi starts speeding off. And imagine this bocher trying to catch an Israeli taxi. By the seventh traffic light, he suddenly manages to knock on the window of the taxi, and the taxi looks around and says, who's knocking on the window? He sees this bocher. He says, bocher, I forgot to pay. He says, what? He said, you ran seven blocks away to pay me for the taxi? He said, yes, I owe you money. He said, how'd you get here? I ran. And this taxi driver was unbelievably impressed. Years later, the bocher was in a different town, and embedded within him from a young age already, he had a special meshicha, a special pull towards Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And he sees that there's this big maggid coming to town, speaking on the inn of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So he goes, and he's inspired. This man is standing there with a demeanor, with his long beard. and he's inspiring the crowd on Kiddushem Shemayim, the Gevaldige Hashpah, the Gevaldige Schus, we Mekadoshem Shemayim, and he says an unbelievable thing. He promises the crowd, he says, whoever is Mekadoshem Shemayim, Berabim, I promise you that he will receive, Ba'olam Hazeh already, a repayment for that Kiddushem Shemayim. And then, this Middle Asian Gemara already remembers, I remember that story with me years ago. And what was the repayment? He goes up to this Magid after the speech and he says to him, tell me. He says, I had a story and I don't know how I got there, but I ran and I got there years ago. And I think I was Mekadoshem Shemayim and knew I was a Frum Bocha. He looks to him, he says to him, I am that taxi driver. You inspired me so much that I became that taxi driver. Klal Yisrael ala mala min ateva, we're not meshuva to teva. In our mentality, being good Englishmen, teva, the first thing is, we will say we can't manage, we don't know how, it's not going to work. The whole message is we're not meshuva to teva. Says the Ramban, the tleh is mesamel on smicha, on growth. He says, so what do we do? What would you think? You would think the whole Chodesh Nisan, which is Mesamel on growth, all the Yeshuas that we had, it's because of the Tler, it's because of the Lamb. Says the Ramban, we take the Lamb, we shech the Lamb. We shech the Lamb to remember that we're not Meshubah to Teva. Kalal Yisrael alo malam in a Teva. We have a special kesh upon him, upon him. We make one step in the Rabbeinu Shlom's direction and he carries us already le malam in a Teva to a whole different level, to a whole different entity. Nasev Nishma. We're building towards the Nasev Nishma. What's Nasev Nishma? I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to be Nasev. I don't have to know how I'm going to get there. Klausel didn't know how the yam would split. Klausel didn't know how it would be taking a seh and shechting it, putting the blood when it was their God. We don't know how, but we'll do the avoid. Hashem says we'll get there. Eka she'eke. I'll make that step towards the Rabbeinu Shleilam and he will already guide me. Ponim el ponim. By Kabbalah Satira, the Torah uses the Lashon ponim beponim, mitoichoish. What's the ponim elponim? This is this ponim elponim. Like Esha, Eke, Asha, Eke. If we make one opponent to Rabbeinu Shleilam, then it will be elponim, that he will give back to us. Much, much more. Lemala min ateva. Therefore, we dafka start Sfiras HaImah, which is the Achon of the Kabbalah Satira in Nisan, in the time of Lemala Min HaTeva, the time when we left Mitzrayim, which didn't make any sense up in Teva, because we can only be Kohen HaTorah Lemala Min HaTeva, we're not Meshuvah to Teva. And every one of these days is the build-up, is the Hashpah of the Lemala Min HaTeva. In 1962, a person by the name of Robert Rosenthal walked into a school and after analyzing the whole school, the whole system, he said to the principal, I have handpicked these five pupils who have tremendously high IQ. They are potential Einsteins. He said, give them special attention. Make sure they reach their potential. And he left. He came back a year later. And he said to him, you're unbelievable. How did you know this? He said, look what they've achieved. They've achieved grades much, much greater than their years. And he turned around to them and he said to them, I picked five random pupils of your school. I didn't know anything about those five. But I gave you the belief that they had tremendous potential. And the belief that you had gave them that belief. And that's where they reached. In science, this is called the Pygmalion effect. But in Torah, this is a me'en of the koyach of a yid. Klal Yisrael lemalom in ateva when I'm a shubah to teva. Before I move on to the parasha, A few weeks ago, I was sitting here in Manchester with a Tyre Yid, a Holocaust survivor. He's well into his 90s, Kanai Nahara. And I was sitting by his house on Motzei Shabbos, talking to him. Interestingly, he said to me in the middle of the conversation, "Do you want money?" I said, "No." He said, "You can't be sitting here just to talk." I said, "Really?" I said, "No, I don't want money. I just want to spend time with you." I'm talking to him, and he'd been through 7 concentration camps. Unbelievable person. And then he says to me, "Do you know the niggun? Do you know the song that Yiddish Mama?" I said, "Yeah, of course I know the song." He said to me, "Do you want me to play it for you on violin?" So I said, "Sure." So this 93-year-old man, Kanai Nahara, pulls out this violin and he starts playing violin and he starts playing it to key. Unbelievable. Then he turns around to me and he says to me, "Do you know when the last time I played violin was?" I said, "No." 80 years ago. He says, "When I was 13, before the war, I learned violin. And I'm just now at 93, I picked up the violin again." This Yid has mastered the message of a Yid that will amalam in a teva. 93-year-old people start playing violin, yes, because we're not mashubit to teva. Will amalam in a teva. That's Svira Sa'ime, reminding us the avodah of Pesach, the message of Nisan, taking us to Kabbalah Satoru to the Nasa V'Nishma. When one of my friends in Manchester recently made a siyum on Mishnayos, he said to me, "When I started learning every day with my Chavrusa for 20 minutes, I didn't know where I would end up. But we started, and here is where I am today. Siyum on Shisha Sidri Mishnah, 20 minutes a day with the Chavrusa." Moving on to Parshas Tazria. First posuk. Ishoki Sazria v'yolda zocha. After Rabbi Yitzchok Hutna, I don't understand. We have to know. Why don't we start off that she got married and she had sheva brochas and then she became muberes and then she had, says, ask Rabbi Yitzchok Hutna. Says, I don't understand. Let the Torah start. Ishoki yolda zocha. We have to know Ishoki Sazria. We all understand that there needs to be a Sazria to be yolda zocha. What's the Torah telling us over here? As I fake the Pachad Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Hutna. Says Rabbi Yitzchok Hutna. He says, yes. He says, the Torah is telling us we can't take anything for granted. He says, before you have a yolda zocha, remember that there was a Sazria. And the Sazria was no guarantee that there would be a Yolda Zohar. Unfortunately, there's many times there's a Tazria and there's no Yolda Zohar. Many times there's no Tazria, but even if there's a Tazria, who says there's a Yolda Zohar? The Torah starts off the Parsha, Sazria, telling you before we get to the whole Parsha of a Zohar and a Nekeva and a child being born and the tremendous Simcha, he said, remember, appreciate stage one, appreciate that there was a Tazria and it was a fruitful Tazria. Can't take these things for granted. They say in Radin by the Chofetz Chaim, there was a Yid in the Chofetz Chaim's Besmedrash that knew Kavonas Arizal. And Yom HaNoroim, he had a Kavonas Arizal and he would daven all the Shmoyne Esra with Kavonas Ari. Anyway, he finished davening Kavonas Ari and he goes to, and he finishes, and he turns around, and he sees the Chofetz Chaim is still in the middle of davening. And the Chofetz Chaim didn't daven Kavonas Ari. And he couldn't understand. Chofetz Chaim davened the longest Shmoneh Esrei than me with Kavonas Ari? I got a little bit of a taste. This being as manim, I was davening with the Mekubal that was in London. Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern won the first broch of Chazoros HaShatz. Took a good few minutes. Imagine the whole Yom HaNoroim tefillah, Kavonas Ari. That's it. Chol HaPoch is 2 days. So he asked the Chofetz Chaim, he said, Rebbe, what was your Shmoneh Esrei? What were you doing in your Shmoneh Esrei so longer than me? Chofetz Chaim said to him, I wasn't busy with Kavonas Ari. I was busy with Moedim. He said, Moedim took most of my time. Just thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for what I had. For everything he's given me. That's what took most of my tefillah on Yom HaNoroim. That's the yisoid of this parasha, the yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula. They say over, they ask Rav Shmuel Wolzner, Tzadik Levracha, but Me'er Rachta Yomim, why were you Zoichef Arichas Yomim? He said two things. He said, first of all, he says, in Rambam states, that a person shouldn't overeat. I ate till just less than I was satisfied. That's where I stopped. But then he said, whenever somebody would ask me for a bracha, I would give them a bracha, but I would ask you, please bench me too. Bench me too, that I should be matzliach, I should be able to reach where I was supposed to reach. There's no guarantees. Every day, every bracha has a koyach, every tefillah has a koyach. And with that, he reached 102. The famous diak of the Baraturim, as we continue in Parshas Tazria, the Baraturim says, we see by the Metzayir of Imlois, Imei Tare, Levenu, Levas, by the Nekeva, just after the Imei Tare, before we get to Metzayir, says the Torah, bring Keves ben Shnosel Le'ila ben Yoina Oitoir Lechatos. You should bring a keves ben shnosel leila or ben yoina oitoy lechatos. Says the Balaturim. He says in Kol HaTorah Kula we don't find this order. Everywhere else in the Torah we find always a toir before bnei yoina. Now toir and bnei yoina are both types of doves. Turtle dove, regular dove, but they're both types of doves. But they're different family in the doves. So asks the Balaturim, classic Baraturim question. He says, why here is the only place in the Torah that we change the order? In Kol HaTorah Kula, you check all of Sukkim, you'll see, even later on, it says, Vasei, in Perek Yudalat, Pasuk Lamed, Vasei Yisrael Echad min HaTorim, min Bnei Ayona, Asher Tasig Yodai, Torim, and then Bnei Ayona. Here, we find the one place in the Torah, we find a Ben Yona before a Torah. Says the Baraturim, he says there's one elementary difference between a Torah and a Bnei Yoina. He says that a Torah is a very loyal bird. He says a Torah, if it's got a bazug, if it's got a partner, when that partner dies, will never, ever get a new partner. The Torah is loyal and faithful. He will stay alone the rest of his life, but never get remarried. Never find another bazook. Hashem Kain, a Ben Yoina, like all other animals with, will find another. Says the Baraturim. The Torah is worrying about the feeling of this Torah. Because why? Because in most places in the Torah, it says you should bring two. You should bring two Torah, or two Ben Yoina. Here we're saying bring only one. So says the Baraturim, it's muchach that there's going to be one of them left alone. And they're going to be left alone for the rest of their life. So the Torah worried about the feeling of the Torah, and therefore, first try to bring a Ben Yoina. Because even if one of them gets taken away, the other one can find another Ben Zug. Hashem Kein, a Torah doesn't. So try not to cause the Agmas Nefesh, says the Baraturim, even to a bird. The heritage, the feeling of a bird, ke'en, look, what we find, the Rishonim explaining, lo sachrash shoyr v'chamoy yachdov. Don't plow a shoyr together with a chamoyr. Explain the Rishonim. Why? Because the shoyr chews the cud. The chamoyr doesn't chew the cud. And when they're busy walking together, plowing together, the shoyr is busy chewing, and the chamoyr is thinking that the shoyr is eating. We're worried about the feelings of an animal. The feelings of an animal, the feeling of a Yiddish kind, of a neshama. And the more Hashem is mezaken me to work with people and to see even younger children, you see how important it is, the feelings, the hergish of a child. I heard from a Yiddid of mine a few weeks ago the following story which happened with his Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. His Rebbe, his name is Rabbi Kellerman. He lives in Har Nof, the famous, eloquent speaker, Years ago, his son came home from Cheder and he says, Daddy, he says, I want chewing gum. I want some chewing gum. So he says to his father, listen, I'm not crazy about us eating chewing gum. You can have chocolate, chewing gum. He says, but I want chewing gum. He says, Daddy, I want to go to a Rav. Let's ask a Rav. I said, okay. He said, Daddy, who's the biggest Rav in Eretz Yisrael? Who's the biggest Rav in Yerushalayim? He said, the biggest Rav in Yerushalayim is Rav Shlomo Zalman Neubach. Daddy, I want to go to him. And Rav Shlomo says, Rav Shlomo Zalman was already so fiyom, he was already a zokin muflik. He didn't cannot have Kabbalah's call. He's going to get his little son at Rav Shlomo Zalman. Oh, we spoke before, Yid is lemala min ateva. Was tip nishfakin. And he's Mavara and he finds out, he says, on Friday afternoon, there's like a half an hour slot, which is a little open slot, you never know. Anyway, he goes with his son there to Rav Shlomo Zalman's house. And miraculously, they get in, they walk into Rav Shlomo Zalman's room, and he sits down with his son, this young boy from Harnof, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says to him the words, he says, you're mein kind. And this child freezes, because he's told already by his father that when you meet the God Lador, it's like you're talking to the Shechina. He can't. Anyway, the father calms him down, and suddenly he says, Rotzeh lishol legabi mastic, about chewing gum. Yeah? So he says, the boy explains, he says, I want to know, am I allowed to have chewing gum? Ah. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Azaga, Shila Tova, good Shaila. And no less. Shlomo Zalman starts going to his forum shank and he takes out one sefer, puts on his desk, he takes out another sefer. Rav Shlomo Zalman had a foot, he said he had a foot and a high and a half height of forum on his table. And he's busy the whole time thinking. Rav Shlomo Zalman's thinking, go to Shaila, he's busy talking to him. Anyway, you can imagine the Shaila about eating chewing gum. Then he says, one second. He says, in the Vrit says to him, what flavor was the chewing gum? And he says, strawberry. Upset. Carries on a few more for him. Then he says to him, looks at him, he says, mutar. It's mutar to eat chewing gum. After this 20 minutes, hachona. Then he says to him, aval abba amar, my father said, I shouldn't have chewing gum. Shlomo Zalman thinks for a few minutes. He says to him, La'aba asur, l'cha mutar. Says, Daddy Taka shouldn't have chewing gum, but you're allowed chewing gum. 20 minutes of a God La'aderi Sofi Yomov, but for the hergish of a child, it's worth everything. In today's world, we don't always have so much time. We're busy. We have to remember. It's the Aleph Beis. Moving on the parsha, we find the yisoides make a difference between nega haroish and nega haguf. Nega haroish, nega haguf. If we look in the Perek of Gimel Pasuk Mem Dalet, the Torah Kedusha tells us ish tzorua hu tomei tama yitameno akoyen baroishoi nigoi. We find a double lotion over here. Tame yitamenu. By tzaras haroish, we find the double lotion tame yitamenu. By tzaras haguf, it just says, perikud gimel, posuk ches, tameihu. The only place we find the lotion tame yitamenu, a double strong lotion of tumah, we find by tzaras haroish. Asks the Netziv, says the Netziv, why by Tzaras HaRoish do we find such a strong Lashon? Explains the Netziv. Says the Netziv, there's an elementary difference between Tzaras HaRoish and Tzaras HaGuf. He says, Tzaras HaRoish are connected someone who's got Deus Meshuboshes. He's not just a Balavera from Taiva. His Hashkofas are elementarily wrong. He's got Deus Meshuboshes. Mashenkin Tzaras HaGuf comes from someone who's got taiva. He's got in a struggle, a daily struggle that we all have. Says in the Tziv, when it comes to someone who's got deas m'shiboshes, the Torah gives us a double warning. Tama yitamenu, remember this is dangerous. Remember we can't go into dialogue with such a person. It's dangerous, it's too dangerous for dialogue. There's no dialogue with such a person. Even the Kohen, says in the Tziv, who's in that high madriga, tama yitamenu, be careful. With this principle, this idea, that the Netziv is mechalak between dealing, going into dialogue with a person who's got deas m'shiboshes and somebody who's not, we understand if we look in historically in the Kirov world, if we read up a bit about the history of Klal Yisrael before World War II, the percentages of Klal Yisrael that assimilated, the kfira, the haskola that was ripping through Klal Yisrael that was rampant, where were the Kirov organizations then? Kirov organizations were only born in 1960. What happened till then? This is the answer. When you're dealing with deos m'shiboshes, there's no dialogue. We can't go into dialogue. Mashiachim and Klal Yisrael were reveling with the nisyonis of a modern world, the technical world, the tivus in the world, the materialistic world. That's no problem. We can relate to you. We can show you that within Torah lies a deeper meaning. Reb Chaim Brisker, they say, would spend much time with not with people that aren't Shomer Shabbos. But when it came to have meetings with people that had hashkafic differences, Reb Chaim wouldn't sit with him. And they asked him, he said, why? What's the difference? Reb Chaim says, I'll tell you. He says to me, you bring me a farmer who's been a farmer for 30 years. He's been spending most of his days with the cows. Have you ever seen him mooing? Have you ever seen him start mooing like a cow? So he says to Reb Chaim, no, I haven't. He says, why not? He's been sitting with cows for 30 years. So Terry says, he knows that I'm a man and a cow's a cow. I can't be mushba from that. Says Reb Chaim, but if we go into dialogue with somebody who's be'etzem, he's a bit here, he's a bit there, then already who knows what's going to be. That's the tama yitamenu. We have to know where to draw the line. The Zohar Kodesh, the beginning of Matzora, says, "Vetziva Koyen velokach lametai shtei tziporim chayos tohiros." Says the Zohar Kodesh, "Bring two tziporim. Bring two. What for?" Says the Zohar Kodesh, explains the pasuk. One is on the chait of loshen hara, and one is on loshen toiv. Loshen toiv. I need to have a kapora for loshen toiv. Loshen toiv doesn't need a kapora. Loshen toiv is one of the best things that we can have. What's going on over here? So to understand the Zohar Kodesh, for the last few minutes, let's delve a little bit into Avodas Hayoyim. We know the famous Gemara in Yevamos, Yosamach Beisam at Beis, that between Pesach and Atzeres was the time where 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were niftar. Says the Gemara, Yevomas daf samach beisam et beis. 12,000 zugim talmidim hoyle le Rabbi Akiva. Migeves. Bekulam meisu beperik echot. Nishum shle nago covid zebuzeh. They all died. They weren't noya covid zebuzeh. Fine. Continues the Gemara. What misa did they die? What type of misa did they die? Says the Gemara. Omar, Rav Chama bar Abba, Vitema, Rav Chia bar Ovin, Kulam Mesu Misero. They all died a bad Misa. It wasn't just a Misa, it was a Misero. Maihi, what was the Misero? Omar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, Askaro. They died the Misa's Askaro. The Rishonim explain, Askaro is a choili which starts in the stomach and the ma'ayim, and it finishes in the throat. Terrible Misa, Askaro. That was the Misa, says the Gemara, that the Talmid Rav Akiva had. Says the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel says, Askara, what does Askara come for? What chait do we have Misas Askara for? Says the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, Askara comes, Rav Shimon says, because of Bittel Torah, That's what Askara comes from. Shteltzich lekasha. I ask you. The Gemara Shabbos says that Askara comes from Bittul Torah. The Gemara in Yevama says that Tamidei Rabbi Akiva died Nisas Askara. The Gemara, that I understood the Gemara, Tamidei Rabbi Akiva were big masmidim. They were learning Yoyman Velaylo. That was not the issue. The issue was that there were no good COVID zebos there. So why did they get Nisas Askara? I heard this week from a Chashev Talmud Chacham, he wanted to suggest the famous the following explanation. He says, Loshen Toiv. The Gemara says, the Gemara Sakasha, Askara comes from Bittul Torah, really, so how do ladies get Askara? Says the Gemara, the Goyim, the Bailim to have Bittul Torah, and Goyim have Askara. That says the Goyim, Bittul Torah to somebody else. They make a noise at night, disturb people learning, whatever it is. So we see in the Gemara that Askara comes from even an indirect Bittul Torah. That's what happened over here. The indirect Bittul Torah over here was Lenago Kovid Zebelzeh. If they would have encouraged the other one, you're such unbelievable masmid, you are such a gewaltige kasha, you're inspiration to me. If they would have given each and every one the other ones, then there would have been more Torah, there would have been more Torah in the world. Those words of encouragement that were missing was what Goyim the Mises Rabbi Akiva, because they were Goyim Bittul Torah. A compliment, a chizuk that you give to somebody is unexplainable. The famous story is told of the Bocher in Ponovitz Yeshiva, who was there, he came from overseas and he wasn't coping, and he said to himself today, I'm going to leave Yeshiva, that's it. And as he's walking down the stairs, one person puts his hand on his back, he pats him on his back, and he said to him, "How are you, David? How are you managing?" And that was the turnaround. With that, he stayed in Yeshiva. Years later, he became a Maaretz Torah. He met this person. He said, "This person, you should know, I'm only what I am today because of you." He said to him, "Because of you?" He said, I barely spoke to you. He said, "Do you remember 30 years ago when you gave me that words of encouragement? You put your hand on my shoulder on the stairs in Ponovitz Yeshiva." He said, "That's what made me stay in Yeshiva. Those three words. How are you?" Says the Zohar HaKadosh, you need two tzipurim. One for Loshen Hara, one for Loshen Toiv. The one for Loshen Hara is to speak in Loshen Hara. The one for Loshen Toiv is for not giving those words of encouragement. That's the Tamid Rebbe Akiva. They did everything, but the words of encouragement they didn't give. That's the kapara we need. Befrat in today's world. There's no person in the world that doesn't need encouragement. Everyone needs encouragement. Everyone needs to be appreciated. And Be'ezah Hashem, with the achon of Kabbalah Satoru, we should be Zoyche Taka to Ali Baruchas.
Schreier. Wow. Very young.